good to see you again. Hey.
Yeah, wherever you guys want.
No problem.
You comfortable?
Yes.
All right. I can sit over here. Jack, right there. All right. Were you aware that we were going to come talk to you?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I called to talk to Mike Pilato this morning. All right, first things first. R-Y-A-N?
Correct.
Okay. I'm Jared. This is Francisco. Right? We're just going to have a conversation here. All right? You're not in any trouble. Just want you to relax and just want you to tell me the truth. All right? If you don't know, you don't know. Not that big of a deal. Were you aware what happened yesterday?
Yes.
Or it was, yeah, yesterday, mm-hmm. But it was early in the morning, right? What do you know about that incident?
Well, I mean, what I know was from reading online, so.
Okay. I didn't know if you talked to somebody because, you know, I kind of briefed Lieutenant Pilato about it, so I didn't know if he told you kind of the circumstances or anything like that. So what do you know about it?
Well, I know that was the deputies responding to single car collision.
Okay.
When they got there, he was cutting his wrist with a knife, and then when they told him to stop, he stood up. They told him to stop to try to use less lethal force than being backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, it didn't affect him at all. And then so he kept advancing to him, so they opened fire on him.
Okay. Do you know who him was?
Yes. Michael Johnson.
Michael Johnson, right. Do you live here in town, or where
I
do you live?
See you now.
What's your address?
G-E-R.
Ave?
Yes.
And CV 93 or 63 or 65?
63.
And phone number for you?
805.
All right. Birthday? So,
18.
18, almost going to be 19.
Yes.
Cool. All right. How long have you been employed here at Moore Park College as a cadet?
They hired me in the early of August, but I was in Fort McCoy, Wisconsin for annual training for the Army Reserve.
Okay.
And so I started working here at the end around, I started on the 27th of August.
Okay.
And so he started, I think, a week or two before.
Gotcha. So you guys started roughly the same time?
Correct. We were hired at the same time.
Okay. So, Army, are you still a reservist?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, what is that, 1 week in a month?
Mm-hmm.
How do you like it?
I like it.
Okay. Well, what are your plans for the future?
I want to be law enforcement in the future. Dad's LAPD. And,
okay.
I'm a military police right now.
Okay. Good. All right. Are you going to school here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Cool.
What are you majoring in? What class are you taking right now?
I'm majoring in criminal justice.
Okay.
But I want to have a minor in forensic science.
That's pretty cool. Where do you go to train to?
My unit's in Bakersfield, but for our ranges and stuff, it's in Fort Hunter Liggett in California.
Do you know where that is at?
It's just north.
It's north.
Oh, okay. So do you have any idea why we want to talk to you today?
They kind of told me that what they were thinking is just kind of figure out exactly what was going on, if I knew anything.
What
kind of person he was.
It's my understanding that maybe you had some classes with Mike?
I did. I had one class with him, Tuesday night class. It was just on Tuesdays, 3 hours.
So what time did it start?
7 p.m. and it ended at 9:45 p.m.
Which class was it?
It was criminal procedures. The class code was CJM05, here at Moore.
So that was Tuesday night?
Correct.
Were you in class with him?
He wasn't in there on Tuesday night, but I was there.
Yeah. Did you ever find out why he didn't show up? Did you text him, call him? I didn't know what kind of relationship, if you guys talk in class and stuff.
We didn't really talk about class, if we ever texted each other. I think it was only once or twice. It was about work. Because
mm-hmm.
One day it was a couple weeks ago, he just wasn't showing up, and it was like 10 minutes past. So I texted him, he said, oh, I called him sick today.
So, okay.
Because I had to do some of his, what he was going to do, like closing, stuff like that.
Okay.
So I just wanted to know, and that was the only time I think I texted him.
Okay.
The professor did notice he was gone. It's a very small class.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't notice until the professor pointed it out because he liked Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So
How many students do you think were in the class?
There's 18. I think 15
out of that. So if one kid's missing, the teacher's going to take notice.
Correct.
Okay. And did you ever work with Mike?
Here, yes, I did. On Mondays and Wednesdays, I think he came in 2 hours of my shift. So we shared 2 hours of shift on Monday and Wednesday.
Okay, so you've had some interaction with him mm-hmm. in work. What was that like?
I mean, he was generally a good guy. I feel like he was really dedicated to mm-hmm. doing his job, doing it well. He definitely liked doing it. I know that. Never seemed like weird or anything. Nothing out of ordinary.
Right. Did he ever confide in you in something, you know, as far as extracurricular, like what he liked to do, hobbies?
Yeah, I knew he, because I know that he's in a lot of other criminal justice classes.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that's what his major was. I knew he talked about experiences he's had on ride-alongs with, I think, the Ventura County Sheriffs.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly who. It was usually something law enforcement related is what we were talking about.
Okay. Makes sense.
I think we talked about like stuff like video games, just random stuff to when we're bored, just talk about.
Did you guys ever talk about, or you ever talk about any medical conditions that he had, or prescription medication?
No, nothing like that.
So no, he didn't talk to you about him being ill or nothing?
No, he talked about his uncle getting cancer, but it wasn't anything that was directly him.
Okay. Well, did he ever mention anything about either talking to a counselor, therapist, anything like that?
No, nothing like that.
Did you ever see him take medication or anything?
No, I never saw him.
I know, because we were at his house yesterday morning. We'd spoken to family and stuff like that. I know he had Aleve, Benadryl, Dramamine, an EpiPen, you know, for allergies, stuff like that. So I didn't know if he ever complained of nausea, just a headache, or nothing that you're aware of. Okay. Did he ever, in your conversations, I know mostly it's work-related and law enforcement stories and stuff. Did he ever tell you any stories that seemed, you know, out of the ordinary or out of character for him?
No. Nothing I can think of.
No,
nothing that really stood out.
Nothing stood out? Okay. Did you ever see him during your interactions, either in class or when you guys were working together, did you ever see him lose his temper, not listen, kind of react in a different manner than you would have in a similar circumstance?
No, I especially remember him. Whenever he was talking to someone, let's say someone came with like a citation mm-hmm. that they didn't agree with, he usually was pretty calm and professional about it. I never saw him get really angry with anybody.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
How do you get along with the people in the class?
The people in the class usually like them. We did a lot of group work almost every class.
Okay.
We have small groups and we go over just like different articles. I think he's been in my group once and people usually looked at him because he had pretty good knowledge of the subjects usually. Either just from other classes or like self-taught. He had a lot of good input with it. So people usually liked him to have in his group because he was always pretty smart in the subject. Never anything negative towards other people.
In the class you guys had together, anybody else that, in particular, that Michael would hang around with a lot or associate with?
No, I wouldn't know.
You don't know?
No.
Did he ever talk about, like, friends, family, girlfriend?
I knew he had a girlfriend, and that's just because that day that I mentioned he wasn't showing up, we have their phone numbers up on like, our little bulletin board. So I texted that phone number, but it ended up being his girlfriend's phone number.
Okay,
so
yeah. Like an emergency contact or something. Got it. Okay.
What did she say?
She just said, oh, this is Mike's girlfriend. This is his phone number.
Which number it was?
I think I have his phone number, but I might have gotten rid of that one originally.
Or do you have a text message she sent you back or anything?
No, I usually don't.
He has, Kelly has emergency contact.
All I have is his. That's the one she gave me. And then he responded to that one.
Okay.
So it's my understanding that he wanted to be a police officer also, mm-hmm. right? He probably shared with you some of his enthusiasts, his dreams of becoming a law enforcement officer. Mm-hmm. After you saw the article online, what did you think?
Well, first I got a text from one of the other cadets. She just said, "Are you okay?" And I was confused because the email wasn't addressed correctly to me. So she just screenshot it and sent it to me. And the email it was pretty vague, it wasn't very detailed. So the first thing I thought was, like, it was on a ride-along, something like a freak accident happened.
Yeah.
So I looked up, first I just looked up Cadet and then Ventura County Sheriff's Office. And then I found the article, just a 26-year-old man. And that's when I asked her about it, and she said, it's Cadet. Jessica.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Yeah. We talked to her last night, so it was kind of more of the same stuff that you're saying. We're just trying to figure out, because he didn't go to class. Other than that time where you text him, like, "Where are you?" and you said he called in sick to work, mm-hmm. was there any time that you can think of that he missed class on a prior occasion?
There was once where he left early for class. Not sure exactly why, but he told the professor, I remember, because the professor mentioned it, and then like an hour and a half before class, he left early.
Okay. So, for the most part, he shows up to class.
Yes.
So, it was definitely odd, or a surprise to you, to not see him in class.
Yes, it was odd. It was odd for the professor, too, because I just remember he was like, "Oh, Mike's not here." He said, "Maybe he'll show up later."
Okay.
And then he just didn't show up for the rest of class.
And what days do you work with Mike?
Mondays and Wednesdays.
So you would have worked with him on Monday?
Yes, I did.
Did you work with him on Monday?
I did.
Or that 2 hours where you guys share the same... What did you guys talk about? Like, did he mention anything?
No, nothing.
Did he seem normal?
Yeah, it seemed normal. I mean, we did our usual things. We went out sighting in a couple of the lots, came back, and just, like, sat up in the front for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I watched some... Actually watched less than Lethal Force videos on YouTube, surprisingly enough.
Yeah? Did he watch them with you?
He was on his phone to the side, but I think every once in a while he would, like, just look over and, like, watch or listen. Mm-hmm. Because it was on our computer over there.
Okay. Just like a training video?
It was, it's a YouTube channel that he dedicates to, like, footage mm-hmm. that police departments release. And then that one was of, it was a V battery.
What was the channel? Do you know what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Donut Operator.
Mm-hmm. Is it on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the actual one you guys watched? Was it long?
Should have it. I'm not sure if I was signed in, but I think I'd be able to find it. It wasn't long. I think it was 5 different instances.
Mm-hmm. What's it called? Donut?
Donut Operator, yes.
You know what kind of car Mike had?
No, I didn't. I know he had one. I just didn't know what kind of car. It was this video, 16 minutes.
If the Wi-Fi load.
It's part of the rest of works in printers and cell phones. I look at 5 different things.
Did you know any of Mike's friends or anybody that he actually talked to?
I think he talked to some of the people in my criminal justice class because they might have been in the class together. But other than that, I didn't know any of his friends. I knew he did a... Because Cadet told me they did a project together.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing I know about of him outside of here.
Can you send me the link? Just going to forward it. I think that's forward, right? Share. Text.
Do you know what he was watching or playing on his phone with, or what was on his phone?
Usually it's just memes, like just internet memes.
Does he check them out, or does he send them to somebody?
We usually like show them to each other. I send them to people, like some of my friends, so I mean, I'm guessing he might have done the same thing. But he might have been like once in a while, I might have said like, oh, I have to show my girlfriend or something. But just pretty cool.
Do you know if he ever like would tell you, like during class, hey, I'm gonna go out afterwards, or like after class, if you overheard him talking with other students about maybe going out and doing something after class?
Well, nothing really, like saying like, oh, I'm gonna go do this specifically. Then if anything, he'd be like talking about, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that.
But right.
He never had like definitive plans.
Okay.
Anybody else you think, like the thing that could tell us about, like, what he did or not related to the school, like, what his life or friends had to pick up for themselves?
I mean, if there's anybody, I'm guessing you would have talked to them, or your, like, girlfriend, family. I mean, I didn't know, like, any friends' names specifically. I don't even remember if he told me his girlfriend's name, or if he had any siblings. Didn't talk much about that.
Obviously, you know Mike more than we do, right? There are some questions of why this happened. If you had your guess, why would you think something like this happened? Like, why do you think Mike would, if what the article said is true, right? That's a Reader's Digest version. Obviously, there's some unanswered questions, so we're just trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Can you think of any reason why Mike would do something like that?
If I had to guess, I would say like he was on drugs, to be honest, but I had no idea if he was, or if in the past he has.
Has he ever confided in you that he's used or dabbled in stuff or experimented?
No, never. Anything like that. I mean, if I ever thought about him like that, I would think, oh, there's no way, like, he's pretty dedicated, he wants a model for career, right. He wouldn't want to like ruin that, I guess.
Right.
He'd probably be one of the last people I thought.
It's kind of like what we're hearing, the several people we've talked to, so we're kind of scratching our heads trying to
figure it out. The only reason I think that's just because, like, multiple things can, like, point to it, like, the accident, especially, like, if, like, the beam backgrounds didn't affect it at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, something you only hear about if someone's on, like, PCP or something.
Hey, Jenks, I'm in the interview. Can I call you back? Okay, all right, bye. This is me.
Okay.
This is Francisco. If you, we'll still talk for a few more minutes. I just want to give you my card before I forget. It has my cell number. And if you think of something, when we're done here and you didn't bring it up and you feel like I need to know, call me. Don't hesitate. You have my number in your phone now, too, because I text myself from your phone. See, we're scratching our heads. So you want to get in law enforcement?
Mm-hmm.
You're young.
I am.
What are you going to do? You're just going to finish school here and then 4-year degree?
That's what I'm hoping for, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Cal State LA is what I'm looking at right now. And then, I mean, also for the Army, I mean, I also might just get delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Right on a deployment or something.
Right.
I don't know, I was finished college.
Good. That's good. Which, do you have any particular department?
Yeah, my first in line would probably be Los Angeles Police Department.
Because your dad?
Mm-hmm. And then after that, maybe LA County, maybe Sheriff's.
Did you know where Mike lived at? Have you ever mentioned
it? I hit 1,000
Other than speaking to the girlfriend on the phone, like briefly to get the number, did you know anything about her?
No. She might have like said, oh, this is, because I don't remember her name. She might have said her name and then said, I'm Mike's girlfriend. But I think I just said quickly, she said, okay, deleted it, copied the number she texted me.
Right.
And that was it.
She's she not surprised that he wasn't in school or class, or did she ask why you were looking for him?
She didn't ask why, no. He might have told her. I mean, I guess if they're, you know, together, then he would have said, oh yeah, I just don't feel good today. But she didn't say like, oh, that's weird, nothing like that.
So you guys got hired in August. Mm-hmm. You got delayed a little bit because of the military thing. Okay. August, September, so basically 2 months, but you may have only seen him a month and a half or something. Mm-hmm. Ever show signs of depression, like sad in class, while at work, like kind of looked like he was down one day? Just wasn't his normal self, because my understanding is he was charismatic, always positive, upbeat, stuff like that.
Yeah, he was usually upbeat, really motivated. A lot of times if like, they have a job they want to do something, it's just like most people wouldn't like it. Like you have to go jump someone's car. It's kind of a burden, but he's usually like right on top of it, motivated to do it.
Like he'd volunteer for stuff that everyone else like, oh.
Yeah, pretty much.
Weird. Okay. Do you have any questions for me or Francisco?
Nothing really. I mean, I'm not sure how much like the information there really is.
Yeah, I mean, we're like I said, we're just trying to figure it out. There's a reason for everything. We're just trying to find out why the shooting happened. You know, what led him to do that? Just doesn't make sense.
Alright, Ryan, well,
yeah.
Thank you for talking.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. You're probably close to getting off, right?
Yeah, just about.
Nice. Alright, thank you again for your time.